Lyman Hafen.
I first came to terms with the concept of mortality when I was 7 years old. My mother, as was stated, grew up in San Juan County on the far southeast corner of the state. Her ancestors settled there along the San Juan River and settled the town of Bluff, and she came to Dixie College, and that's where she met my dad, who grew up on Tabernacle Street in St. George, and that's where she stayed, and that's where she still is at the age of 90. She's here tonight, along with my dad, who's also 90, and that's where I was born in 1955, and that's when a tradition began in our family, because twice a year we would make a journey, an epic journey, from St. George to Blanding, and you couldn't get there from here. In a lot of ways, you still can't get there from here, but in those days, it was an epic journey that began well before daybreak and ended well after nightfall. And when we would arrive in Blanding, we would drive up to Grandma and Grandpa's house, and those big gabled windows glowed golden. And Grandma and Grandpa came out to greet us in the darkness. I still can feel their warm hugs. And in the morning, I would step into Grandma's beautiful living room, and there would be Grandpa lying on the couch. He already was suffering from the illness that would eventually take his life, and it was a long process. But he would lift himself up with a heavy groan, a long, slow groan, sit up, lift me up onto his bony knee, and start to bounce me as if I were riding a horse. And in a voice pitched high as birdsong, he would recite a nursery rhyme. Lyman, Pyman, Puddin' and Pie kissed the girls and made them cry. When the boys came out to play, Lyman, Pyman ran away. Those are sacred memories, and I come now back to our house in St. George when Grandma and Grandpa came to visit us. And I remember sitting on the carpet in our living room, and Grandpa lying on the couch, and seeing those flickering, fuzzy black and white images on the TV. We watched together the long, long process of one of the early first manned space flights and space launches. And it was years later that I realized the significance of that, that my grandpa had been born horseback, and his mode of transportation until well after he was married was horse and wagon. And there I sat with him watching one of the first men launched into space. Well, Grandpa was an amazing man. I didn't get to know him the way I would have wanted to. I didn't get to ask him the kind of questions that I would have asked him later. But he was one of the original cowmen on Elk Mountain. He summered his cattle at Peavine in the shadows of the Bear's Ears and wintered them down off in the gulch below Comb Ridge. When the call came, and I still remember the day, I was 7 years old, but I still remember the day when the call came that he had died. And I don't remember if I cried, but I know that my mother was crying, and I know that I felt a deep, deep sense of loss. And we hopped in the car early the next morning, the 50s Ford sedan, and headed to Blanding, off through Springdale and up the switchbacks through Zion and down through Kanab and down over, or up and over the Kaibab and across House Rock Valley, over Navajo Bridge at Marvel Canyon, and then from there all the way down to Tuba City, because you couldn't get there from here in those days. We went all the way to Tuba City, worked our way back up north to Kayenta, back into Utah at Monument Valley. And by the way, if you've never driven through Monument Valley in the wintertime, put that on your list. We come to Mexican Hat, where we crossed the San Juan, and then into Bluff, and then up onto White Mesa, and finally into Blanding. And the next day, when I walked side by side with my mom and dad up to my grandpa's casket, which was by tradition in that same living room where I had spent that time with my grandpa, I found myself at eye level with him lying there in his casket. And I don't mean to be morbid, I just want to share what was an important experience in my young life, and that was that I stood there and saw my grandfather not moving at all. And I couldn't comprehend that. And then what I couldn't comprehend is that he was not breathing. And I wanted to breathe for him, and I tried to breathe for him. And then my breath caught, and I couldn't breathe. And it was when I caught my breath and started breathing again that I realized the state that my grandfather was in and the state that I was in and what mortality is. And I'm forever grateful to my mom and dad for making that experience possible for me. We drove home after the funeral, we drove home and we came back across this amazing country in the wintertime. It is this white crusted Colorado plateau that is just so breathtaking. In the summertime, I always thought of it as a ship ride across the red and dusty slick rock sea. But as we were coming home, I asked Mom and Dad where Grandpa was. And they said, he's in the most beautiful place you can imagine. And as we got closer to home, we stopped in Zion Canyon. And I looked up at those towers of stone, and as I looked up into those castles in the clouds, I figured that had to be about the most beautiful place I could imagine. And so for the last 25 years, every time I've driven in to Zion National Park, I think of my grandpa.